The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, before the big snow comes and closes the school, and that I don't see you all again until Valentine's Day, I thought I'd just give you one little tiny thought to mull over in your winter wonderland that's coming up, okay? One little thought, and the thought is this. God has a funny habit of choosing people for jobs they're not qualified for. And it's all through the Bible. And when he calls somebody, they always protest and they say, you got the wrong number, go call somebody else. And God says, no, I called you and I've got my reasons. And when they say yes, in spite of it all, great things happen. And it all started so long ago. You know the story of Abraham? Everybody's heard of Abraham of old, and God decided that he was going to start a new people, and he needed somebody to go to a distant land, 1,000 miles walk across the desert. So who did he pick? Abraham, who was 75 years old. And Abraham said, you got the wrong number. Go call somebody else. God says, no, Abraham, I called you. And what good he did through him. And then there was Moses. God says, I need somebody to be my spokesman for all the people. So who did he pick? Moses had a speech impediment. Do you know that? Moses says, pick somebody else. I'm not qualified. God says, I picked you, Moses. Now, what are you going to say? And what great things Moses did because he said yes. Or St. Paul. And God needed somebody to spread the message of Jesus all over the world to people who had never heard his message before. So who does God pick? Somebody who is persecuting and killing Christians all over the world. And it's true for all these apostles who you just heard named. You've heard of St. Peter, the first pope. Peter was the most impulsive character who'd always speak first and think second, and that's who God put in charge of the whole operation. Then there was James and John. I mean, you've heard about people being ambitious. James and John didn't just want to be, you know, king or president. James and John wanted to sit at the right and the left hand of the throne of God in the kingdom of heaven for all of eternity. Now that's ambitious, okay? That's what you call setting your standards high. Or there was Matthew the tax collector, or there was Simon who was a political activist, and his whole line of thinking was, you know, politics comes first and God fits in second if we have time left over. And these are the ones that Jesus picks. And there's a story of a couple angels up in heaven, peeking over the edge of a cloud, looking down on Jesus and the apostles as he picks them. And one angel turns to the other and he says, are these the guys he's really going to pick? And the other angel says, yeah, looks like it. And he goes, well, these guys are going to drop the ball. This is going to fail. What's the backup plan? And the other angel says, there is no backup plan. This is all there is. And they say, oh, we better pray. But they said yes, and in spite of everything, look at what God did through them. And this is what I want you to think about. God calls you too. Right where you are, it's not an accident. You are not here by accident. And I don't care whether you feel out of place, I don't care whether you feel like you're not qualified, or life has served up too much to fit on your dish right now. God knows what he's about, and you have one choice and one choice only when God calls. When God chooses you, your choice is, are you going to choose him or not? That's your only choice. That's all that matters. God will do the rest, but you have to give him your yes right now. Not in 10 years, not in 20 years, not when you've discovered what your vocation is in life. Right here today, God wants you to be his representative of the face of Jesus to everyone who knows you, and there is no backup plan. What do you say? That's the story of our saint for the day, too, St. Marianne Cope. Tell you a little bit about her. Marianne Cope's one of our newest saints. I think she was only canonized a saint in the last 10 or 15 years. But she was a religious sister. She died a little over 100 years ago, so not that long ago in the grand scheme of things. But once upon a time, the Pope wanted someone to go help the lepers who were dying of leprosy on an island called Molokai. Today it's part of Hawaii. And nobody would go. And the Pope asked 50 times if anybody would go to Molokai to serve the lepers, and 50 times everybody in the world, they all said no. The only one who said yes was Marianne Cope. And she says, I might be just one little religious sister, but if that's what God wants, I'll go. And you want to know what happened? Because she said yes, some other people said yes. And because some other people said yes, they were able to build a hospital. And because they were able to build a hospital, they were able to get doctors and nurses, and hundreds of people were helped. But more than that, more than just helping them with their illness, which is a big thing, there were people there to show them the face of Christ. And because she said yes, hundreds of people are in heaven today. What a great difference one yes can make. We Catholics know this better than anybody else in the whole world. How the entire world can change just because one person says yes. So, go home and think about that. You might feel out of place, but you're not here by accident. God does not make mistakes. He chose you. Please choose him. And last of the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Marianne Cope, pray for us.